Windhoek, you are home on 102.9.
It's 8:20 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. DJ Chinchilla is in studio. He's going to continue with the music in a bit. But first things first, you need to understand that Namibia, the Wolvetjies, will be in action tonight versus the All Blacks, and we are all excited. Oh, man. Yes, it's going to be an incredible game. Yes, it's going to be a game perhaps where we are going to be...
Yeah.
We will be annoyed at the TV, but at the same time, we will be proud.
Absolutely.
At the fact that we're going to go up against the best rugby-playing nation in the world.
And you know what? I think I actually need to add on, be reminded for the conversation that we had with Daryl De La Harpa, where he said that Namibia is a two-tier...
two-tier nation, right?
And we are up there. Our boys that were born here, somewhere in Rehoboth, somewhere in Windhoek, somewhere wherever, they are there representing you and I against T1 nations.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be incredible. But I tell you what, don't take our word for it. Let's hear Peyton's of just a celebration and just cheering the boys on. Let's check out his voice notes.
Good morning, Shakwan and Eske.
What's up, Peyton?
Good morning, Peyton.
And I think the boys really played well the first game. The weather conditions is it's very hot that side.
Oh, it's also humid.
And that's why the boys are, all the other teams are struggling in the second half. The first half was really great against Italy, showing great defense and everything. But in the second half, Italy hit us wide as we are cramped into the middle, defending inside. And then Italy just ran around us. And I think a standout performance against New Zealand, I can't think about anyone would perform because New Zealand is a top tier side, and I think Namibia will struggle against New Zealand. And the fact that New Zealand also lost their first game, they surely want to make a statement with the second game,
just
to boost their confidence again. And just for the encouragement for the boys, it's just to keep focusing on the Uruguay game, as that is our best chance to get the first World Cup win. But we're supporting you all the way through to the World Cup.
That's the spirit.
I'm going to watch the game at home.
Most.
In my living room.
With my 65-inch TV.
Fire, of course.
I'm joking.
And some nicely bright steak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nicely
Come
done.
On, so he's on a prize.
Yeah, you got a vein of a beer. It's goat.
I think definitely beer.
So you got like a brand of vein.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I wonder if Peyton also has that trick of when you're brying, right?
Yeah.
And you just sprinkle a little bit of beer there.
I don't know why we do it, but we do it.
We do it.
And it does something.
Peyton needs to tell us how he bries his steak.
But notwithstanding that, Shaquan, because I mean, we are the biggest breakfast show in the country, because we do things a little different here.
Come on.
The standard is above average. We managed to get hold
of
Gershon Matton.
Do you know him?
The player who scored the only try against Italy. Let's hear it from the boy.
Hi, Shaquan and NSK.
Hi.
My name is Gershon Matton.
I'm Hello, superstar.
Part of the Rugby World Cup squad representing Namibia in France. I am 23 years old. I was born in Walvis Bay, but I was raised in Rehoboth.
Oh, it's a bay now. I didn't even know.
This is my first Rugby World Cup, so far it's been an amazing experience. Just from everything to the country to playing my first test match on one of the biggest stages in the world. So it's really been an awesome experience so far for me. I've learned a lot from all my coaches, all the old teammates, from guys that have played here before, that have played World Cup before. So I've benefited a lot from all of them. I've learned so much from everyone. And yeah, obviously scoring my first try against Italy, it really was an awesome feeling, but I was just happy to be able to contribute to the team.
It's brilliant.
In any way that I can. So, and we're going up against the All Blacks tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Obviously, I'm a bit nervous, but it's normal to be nervous because It's what we've all been dreaming about, you know, since I was a little boy. I was playing against the All Blacks, and finally tomorrow night is going to become a reality. So I just see it as an opportunity to measure myself against the best of the best. Because just a few years back, I was sitting in the stands watching the All Blacks play, and now tomorrow night I'll get the opportunity to play against them. So it's really just been, I'm really just honored to be able to represent my country. And just to end off, I would like to say thank you to all the Namibian people back home, family, friends, all the fans back home. We really do appreciate all the love and support you guys give us on this side. It really means a lot to us all, knowing that our nation is standing behind us.
Absolutely. Beautiful man.
Gershon Mouton, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on.
And he's a biner.
He's a biner.
Aye. Hold it up, man.
I am so excited about, I'm excited what could be and what will be for this young man.
Yeah.
Genuinely. I want him to thrive.
And he played a fantastic game against Italy.
He played a fantastic game, and he's so pleasant, and you know, even like with his conversations that we had. Man, in this game, when I tell you I'm going to cry tonight. And obviously because I'm just a little bit of a baby, but I'm so proud of them. Genuinely.
No, we're looking forward to the game tonight. Make sure that you leave it on Fresh FM for every single bit of update that you may need.
Okay, so we need to record all of this in the next 30 seconds, okay?